Hey, Scott, good morning.
Hey, Pop, what's up?
How are you, my friend?
Good.
We're speaking to Scott Baio, of course. If you're old enough to remember the great shows of the 70s and 80s, Happy Days, Charles in Charge, Joni Loves Chachi, of course. Scott has been around for more than 30 years as a beloved actor, successful producer, writer, and director, and he has done a lot of great dramatic roles as well since the days of his childhood acting days. But he's involved in a very interesting event coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. Starting at noon Eastern time, he's going to be hosting, co-hosting the Rescue Pup-a-thon 2023. And what that really is it's really about creating awareness about trying to adopt a pet and finding a loving home. Scott, how did you get involved with something like this? Obviously, you must be a very big animal lover, I would imagine.
I have had dogs my whole life. And the guy producing this, Tommy Habib, who was the host of Cheaters, and among other things, and that's, you know, Cheaters is his show. He came up with this idea. He's a friend of mine, and he asked if I would come on and help raise money for rescue animals and also raise money to help veterans learn how to train these dogs and find home for these dogs and hopefully take these dogs. And it's a simple thing. I mean, I think most people love dogs and most people love veterans, so we put them together and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money.
There is that prevailing myth that some of the homelessness of the pets kind of ended during the COVID pandemic, but I'm going to imagine that there are still many, many pets, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of pets around the country that are looking for homes. Are the numbers up there, I would imagine?
Oh, I'm sure, and I don't think they go down, really. That's why something like this is so important, and you know, a lot of these are last chance dogs too, you know, and that which is heartbreaking to me. And whatever we can do to help, I think is necessary.
And this will be on the Great American Family Network, and people can find out on their local cable providers if they go to greatamericanfamily.com. And this is going to be live from noon to four, right before the big game, I would imagine, this Sunday. Correct, Scott?
That is correct. We have 4 hours. Bill Abbott from the Great American Family Network was generous enough to give us 4 hours to do this show, and we appreciate him giving us the time. So, listen, you got a bunch of hours while you're setting up for the Super Bowl, folks. So instead of buying, you know, another Subway sandwich, you can put some money towards the Pup-a-thon, and we can help dogs and we can help veterans.
And do I understand that the actual contribution line is open now? Is that true? The live line.
That's what I'm told. Yes, Mike. That's what I'm told. I'm in Florida, and I've been dealing with a lot of other stuff. So I think that's accurate.
Yeah, I think people can actually pledge their support by texting the word live, LIVE, to 801-801, or they can log on to pupathon.tv, pupathon.tv. This should be kind of fun. Is this the first time you've done something along the lines of raising awareness for homes for animals, Scott?
Oh, boy, Mike, I'll probably say like something 40 years ago that I did for animal shelters, but I don't remember what it was. I just sort of in the back of my head, but I don't remember exactly what it was, but nothing to this magnitude.
Yeah. Scott Baio joining us. He's co-host of this Sunday's To the Rescue Pup-a-thon 2023, and this is really trying to create awareness in some small way to inspire people to watch and visit their local shelters and adopt a loving pet and to raise funds that will have a direct impact on the lives of homeless animals nationwide. It's going to be on the Great American Family Network, and you can check it out by logging on to greatamericanfamily.com and find out what channel that is on your cable system here around New Hampshire and Southern Maine. Before I let you go, Scott, number one, congratulations on contributing with this and co-hosting this. Obviously, I'm a pet owner. I've been a pet owner for many, many years. I love animals. I love dogs and cats. And I call them on the air. I call them my kids. I don't have kids of my own, but I call them my kids. And they are more than just a pet to me. Obviously, they are like my kids. I wanted to ask you one thing. You know, over the years since you left the Happy Days, the cast there, some have passed on, obviously. The ones that are still with us, have you kept in touch with some of those folks? I know there was a Happy Days reunion years ago. Were you part of that? And do you stay in touch with some of the people now, like Ron Howard?
Not so much. First of all, you can adopt the dogs right off the show. You can see them on the show.
Okay.
But not as much as you would think. I mean, Marion Ross, Mrs. Cunningham, lives across the street from me. I see her once in a while. Henry Winkler, talked to occasionally, maybe. Anson Williams, and Don most once in a while, but not as much as you would think.
Yeah, it's quite amazing that when you look back at television back in the 70s, those shows that you were on, they were such big hits, obviously, and they've become kind of a staple of television history and a staple of our entertainment culture. Probably, I don't know if you knew what you were getting into back then, but obviously as a childhood actor, you never know where those shows are going to go, but obviously they were mega hits for you and everybody else in the cast.
Well, if you think about it, Mike, in a country of maybe, I don't know what happened, maybe 240 million people, maybe less, I don't even know what it was in the 80s, you'd have an audience watching your show of 40 million.
Yeah.
And so it's a much different landscape now where a hit show today gets a million people in a country of 340 million people.
Sure, that's a good point,
so
Scott.
It's just a bit of a different game.
All right. Scott Baio joining us for a few moments here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Scott, of course, you know him from Happy Days, Charles in Charge, Joni Loves Chachio, some great shows of the 70s and 80s, and he's done some great dramatic roles over the course of his career. Joining us from Florida this morning, talking about the Rescue Pop-a-thon. He's co-hosting that. Coming up on Sunday, noon to 4, right before the Super Bowl. That'll be live at noon on Great American Family Networks. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for doing this, and we appreciate it, and enjoy the game this Sunday as well. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
God bless, Mike. Thank you.